Well, as you know, I love talking about sacred scripture, especially the Gospels, the parables, the teachings of Jesus, the events of the New Testament, because the Gospels are so important for our spiritual life. If we really want to get to know Jesus, we have to really delve into the Gospels. Many of the saints, they just read the Gospel so often, they memorized many passages in the life of Christ. And we're able to dwell upon the meaning of the parables and the teachings of our Lord, and that's how we get to know Jesus. And as Saint Jerome once said, that ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ, which also means knowledge of Scripture is knowledge of Christ. If you want to get to know who Jesus is, spend time with sacred Scripture, especially the Gospels. And I would recommend starting with the shortest one, St. Mark, and then work your way up, then read Luke, and then Matthew, and then John. John is the greatest of all the Gospels. It's the deepest, the most profound of all the Scriptures. So get to know Jesus through the Scriptures, and if you want some very good books about the New Testament, especially the Gospels, Bishop Sheen's book, The Life of Christ, is amazing, one of my favorite books. Another one is by Frank Sheed, called To Know Christ Jesus. It's a wonderful book which gives you the history of the time period. Or Archbishop Gaudier's two sets of his books on the life of Christ in the Scriptures. So I think that the most important thing we can read, of course, is the Bible. It is the inspired Word of God, and especially focusing on the Gospels. And then once you finish the Gospels, then read the Acts of the Apostles and work your way through the New Testament. By that time, you won't be as confused when you get to the book of Revelation. And then after you've done that, start with Genesis and go through Genesis. Some people start with Genesis and they never get through Leviticus. And because of that, they never get to the New Testament. So I think it's best to start with the Gospels and then work your way through the New Testament, then start with Genesis. And secondly, I would recommend, as you know, I love not only talking about the Scripture and the life of Christ and the stories of the New Testament, but also the lives of the saints. And I've always been fascinated by the saints, inspired by the saints. And every time I read a new life of a saint, that saint becomes my favorite saint for a while. I'm sure that's the same with you. As St. Francis de Sales said, that reading Scripture is like seeing music on a page, like sheet music. Reading the lives of the saints is like going to a symphony, going to an opera. It's music being played out. So the saints make the Scriptures come alive because you see how they're living the teachings of Jesus. You see how the saints are living the Gospel message. So again, the Scripture is like sheet music. The lives of the saints are like hearing music sung. And I just wanted to share with you the 10 patron saints. These are 10 humorous patron saints that we have in our Catholic faith. Patron saint of Chinese carryout is Saint Kateri. Take it with you. The patron saint of travel agents, St. Martin of Tours. The patron saint of shoppers, St. Francis de Sales. The patron saint of lost boys is St. Ladislaus. The patron saint of paying off your mortgage, St. Bernadette. I did not make any of these up, by the way. These are from a list I found in the back of one of the Lives of the Saints books. Here's a few more. Patron saint of sweater wearers, St. Casimir. Patron saint of soda lovers, St. Mary Margaret Mary Alacoque. Patron saint of candy makers, Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Patron saint of bald people, St. Hedwig. Patron saint of Weight Watchers, St. Josephat. And lastly, patron saint of wimps, St. Francis of Assisi. So all you heavenly angels and saints, pray for us.